Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Mark your calendars for the 6th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out, so hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com. And for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010. Studio Channel Islands Art Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I got these bright people right already in my studio, and I'm so excited to be talking about all these amazing events that I hope that you are going to be able to attend with me. And of course, I'm so glad that you're here. We have lots of choices out there. And again, I appreciate you being here. We always start our show with an inspiration. And if you see something beautiful in someone, speak it. You know, gosh, I mean, we just want to hear. We want to hear those hidden surprises every single day, because that's what brightens up our life. So again, for anybody that's just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, I am Kim. And of course, I'm here with Tom. Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim.
Good, good. All right. And again, I've got my friend Jen Holling here, and always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me. Of course, Ben Unseth is here. How are you?
Really good. Good morning, Kim.
Good. And we are going to be talking about Project Understanding 2017, Hope Worth Giving. And that is a breakfast that's coming up this next Thursday, early morning, 7:30. So if you are working, you can still get there and have a great time. We're going to have some amazing things and stories. And you know, I'm all about your story. What's your story? We're going to be talking about people's stories and how they really just, you know, it's about worth giving. And that's really what this is all about. So again, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Then next, we've got Kylie Morse coming on, and we're going to be talking for March for Babies. You know, I have two amazing little grandsons that were preemies. And so my heart goes there too. And we're going to talk about that. That's coming up this Saturday today. And I want to get everybody out there. And then we have Angela Haynes, and we're going to be talking about her book, Relentless Parenting. So we've got lots of stuff that we're talking about. And I'm really excited to share all that with you. For anybody that is just tuning in with us, I want to remind you, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. This is that I just talked about is only our first show. We've got amazing more guests in the second hour, and I hope that you stay with us all the way through. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those social nets. We have a newsletter that goes out every single week. So when you call in, make sure that you're on our email to get your newsletter. And that just talks about all these amazing events that are going on. It talks about all of my guests. And in any way that I can help you out there to get the word out, to get this, to spread the brighter side. And that's what it's all about. Tom, we've got some amazing giveaways, and I'd love to share those with you.
Let's start off with Champagne on Main Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair. Mark your calendars for this fun event, which includes a VIP chocolate lounge, many vendors for shopping, craft beers and sparkling wines, April 8th, 11 a.m. to 6:30 on Main Street. We have Los Angeles Zoo tickets. How about the California Jazz and Wine Festival 2, April 19th at the Four Seasons? Pair of tickets for that. The Ladies Charity Luncheon and Tennis Tournament starting at 10 in the morning on March 27th at the Las Posas Country Club. Shop over 15 fabulous vendors and enjoy a delicious lunch or play some tennis yourself. Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh and have a good time with hilarious comedy with various comedians such as Jay Moore, Flip Schultz, Gary Cannon, and Rob Schneider. They've all been there. And along with that, great food, Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara.
There you go. And I just want to say, I don't know if we wrote it wrong, but for the California Jazz and Wine Festival, it's the 9th of April. Does it say 19th?
It does say 9th. Did I say 19th?
Okay, yeah, you did. Okay, I just want to make sure. We don't want anybody showing up the Four Seasons on the wrong day and miss that.
I lose a day of vacation for doing that.
That's all good. It's all good. Awful. So we caught it. So anyways, that's going to be another amazing event, and I want to make sure that everybody is there. So let's just start off with Champagne on Main. That's a big deal, and of course, that is like bringing in the Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair. So again, I got tickets for that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, let's get our show started. And Jan and Ben, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you,
so
Kim.
Excited to be a part of this again for the second year.
Absolutely.
And I love what you do. I love what all the people that show up, and you know, it's from our hearts, and I could tell, and I love to be a part of that. So tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you're doing, and how they can be involved, because, you know, my theory in life is many hands make little work. And if we get more people in there, it just gets bigger and better and bigger and better. And we can help more people.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. I am currently the president of Project Understanding for 2017.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's a great year for me because it's our 40th anniversary.
That is awesome.
So we have a lot of things planned out for us, a lot of excitement, just to bring the awareness of Project Understanding and everything that we do within the community.
And so what is Project Understanding, Ben?
Well, like Jan said, it's been 40 years, and we were started to provide hope to people by welcoming the community and developing and directing resources to transform lives and community for the purpose of mercy, justice, and compassion. We want to help people achieve their highest attainable level of independence. So you mentioned a moment of inspiration. That is the incredible beauty of this breakfast that we're inviting you to for next Thursday morning, March 30th. It will set your day. It will reset your month and set you up for April. It's an incredible morning of hearing how people's lives have changed and how the community has come together to make this happen.
And so, you know, I always say, and I kind of reach out to people want to make a difference. This is the morning that you can get involved and you can make a difference. And, you know, we talked about this when you first came in. A lot of people say, okay, how do I get involved? And then we ask them and they're like, oh, too early, can't be there, right? But it really, you know, you want to start your day. You want to start by giving to someone else. And when you give to somebody else, you're giving to yourself. And that's really, it's just such... I can't tell you what this show has done because it's opened up so many doors for me and you know, to be a part of this 40 years of people accumulating their gifts that have been given to them that they can share with other people to make their life a little bit easier. You know, there's so many of us that, you know, I always say the people that say that they have the perfect life, come on. Okay, because life happens to all
of
us. Right. We're all here on this journey. And sometimes we're going to have that little fall down. And when we have that little fall down, wouldn't it be nice to just say, I know that it's going to be okay because we've got these amazing foundations that help us go, okay, now it's your turn, you know, and then they give back and we just keep lifting each other.
What's really important for people to understand is that any one of us could be homeless in under 24 hours.
Yeah.
Any one of us.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be that you're a drug addict or an alcoholic. Your house could burn down. You could be a victim of fraud. There's hundreds of different ways that you can be actually homeless. Some people don't have anywhere to go, and we're a place that can help you. We're going to give you a hand up, not a handout. We'll help feed you.
Now, people receive, and then they want to give, and they receive, and they give. Yesterday, a guy came by. He's a client, and we met him by calling the police on him. He broke in because he was hungry, and we've been working with him, and we give him some, you know, we ask him some hard questions. We give him some pretty direct advice. But we've gotten him reconnected to his family for the first time in years.
Oh, that sends chills. I love that.
And yesterday, he came in the afternoon after we were closed, but he was excited because he found a job yesterday. And he earned $7. So he came in to give us 75 cents.
That's all. You mean, I'm not good at this because I cry. Okay, it really touches my heart. Because you know what? So many of us, you know, I've got... 4 children, okay, teenagers. And, you know, they're not all, you know, life happens to all of us, okay, but we have to believe in them. If we keep believing in them and knowing that, you know, we are good people, all of us,
right.
All of us, we are all chosen people. And so if we can continue to believe in people when they don't believe in themselves, that's when we lift them back up to know that they're okay.
I know that my son believes in me to make me want to believe in myself.
We all do. They come back to us. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden he's wearing the parent hat.
Okay. And I don't want to give away the whole story for next Thursday, but Kim, you need to bring an extra box of Kleenex.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
We shot a video with a young woman, and, you know, if you can imagine, when she was a baby, her parents got hauled off to jail. And bounced around through foster care in some very difficult circumstances. So what happens when you grow up in that? You end up in jail.
Right. Because you don't know any other way.
Right.
And until somebody else, you know, gives you another hand or another choice in life.
Yeah. So she wound up pregnant and alone after coming out of jail. And she found Tender Life Maternity Home. And if you meet her today, she's almost too busy to talk to you because she's taking care of her little beautiful boy. She's working 4 days a week, and she's studying hard for a trade in medicine at Ventura College.
Wow. Wow.
That's why we do this.
Yeah. And it's the amazing stories that you're going to hear next Thursday. And, of course, that's the 30th. And, of course, over at Pierpont Inn, right off of San John, right there on San John Road, 550 San John Road. Do they need to RSVP?
Yes. Yes.
The easiest way to do that, if you just go to projectunderstanding.org, right on the homepage there, click on the big slider, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite page. I mean, if you want to write the Eventbrite page address down, it's HopeWorthGiving2017. Okay. HopeWorthGiving2017.eventbrite.com. That'll take you to it. But you can just find it at our main website.
Right.
Okay. Wow. And how long is the breakfast? 7:30 to 9:30, correct?
We'll wrap up at 9.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people can come if they can skate into work a little late. So 7:30 to 9, and they
okay.
can still.
Okay. And we're strict 7:39.
Yeah. Well, so
you
we're
know
gonna
that.
Start. Yeah. I'm going to be starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am actually going to be the MC for that.
Yes.
I'm so excited to do that again for the second mm-hmm. year. And I tell you, you know, my heart is with this foundation. If they can't get to that breakfast, how can they give?
The easiest way is right at the website, projectunderstanding.org. There's a big green button on the homepage. It says donate now. And you go to that and you can donate today. One great opportunity we have for people, it's our 40th anniversary. So we're inviting people. You either yourself have been helped by Project Understanding or you know somebody who has. And could you step in for 1 year and donate monthly? So we're suggesting 40th anniversary. How about $40 a month for 1 year? Take a look at a couple of the videos on the success stories on the site, and it will blow your mind.
Wow. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank
and
you.
Again, I'm inviting all of my listeners. If you want to make a difference and you live right here and you want to be a part of something, it's kind of like a family, you know? It's a family. You feel so much better when you're a part of something. So get out of the house. It doesn't matter, you know, what you feel like or look like, because when you get there, you're going to feel better. And again, I'm inviting everybody next Thursday. And of course, we're talking about Hope Worth Giving Breakfast. And that's 7:30 on the 30th at Pierpont Inn. It's going to be on my Facebook, and it's in our newsletter. And again, I thank both of you for what
thank you
do.
Thank you so much, Kim.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kylie Morse about March for Babies. And of course, God, another great, amazing event that's happening today. And I'd love to share that with everybody. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away. How about some Los Angeles Zoo tickets? And oh my God, so much fun. I took my babies all there, and it's a great afternoon. It's very close. It's not that far. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Make sure you leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Mark your calendars for the 6th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out, so hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com, and for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, I do want to give out our phone number. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call in and talk with us, win gifts, let us know of any events or anything that you need us to spread the word about. We want to be there for you. And we've got Champagne on Main, and of course that is coming up April 8th. We've got tickets for that. Los Angeles Zoo, we've got tickets for that. And then of course the California Jazz and Wine Festival, April 9th at the Four Seasons. We've got tickets for that. Call in, everyone. All right, our next guest is Kylie Morse, and of course she is with March of Dimes, March for Babies. Kylie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm excited for another year of being a part of this. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what March for Babies does.
Myself or the organization?
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay. I am a development manager for the March of Dimes, and I work on our grassroots fundraiser, March for Babies, which I do remember you and your family
Thank
at last
you.
Year.
Yes.
So the March of Dimes is the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Each year, nearly 4 million babies are born in the U.S., and March of Dimes touches each one of them through community programs, advocacy, research, education, and support. March of Dimes helps moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies and strives for a world where every baby has a fighting chance. Yet, this is not the reality for many mothers and babies. Babies in this country have different chances of surviving and thriving simply based on circumstances of their birth.
Wow. I firsthand had my two grandsons, and I talked about that earlier in the show. They were preemies. They were in the hospital for like 96 days. And it turned my daughter and my son-in-law's life upside down. And of course, as the parents, we were there too because of supporting, what they were going through.
Absolutely.
And then even the aftercare, because one of them got to come home, one couldn't come home. You know, there's just so many.
And that's the hardest time.
That is the hardest time.
We're being pulled between both places.
Yeah. And so, but I have to say, and I know that they're one of your biggest sponsors, Los Robles Hospital. Oh my God, angels work there.
Yes, they do.
I have to tell you, I lost a baby, years ago to hydrocephalus. So when all this happened, it was a flashback for me. And I thought, oh dear Lord, please don't let,
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, they were amazing. And, I really believe that, we need to work together to make this so that other families don't have to go through this.
We do, absolutely.
Yeah. So I know that you have a mission for March of Dimes. What is that?
Our mission today is of the March of Dimes is to improve the health of babies by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality.
Wow. And so why is March of Dimes so important, and how can we help them?
Well, if you were born after 1958, you are a March of Dimes baby. March of Dimes touches all babies through their work. Moms and babies have benefited from March of Dimes research, education, vaccines, and breakthroughs. There's so many ways March of Dimes is important today and the work they're doing. Preterm birth is the number one killer of babies in the U.S. and around the world. One in 10 babies in the U.S. are born preterm. One in 33 babies are born with a birth defect. And one in seven moms suffer from postpartum depression.
Wow. And so do you help with that too?
Yes, we definitely do. And that's what all of our the funding goes towards.
Oh, wow. That's so great. Yeah, because there's been obviously a lot of things where, you know, you do some crazy things when you're going through that hard time. And if you don't have support or people around you that love and care about you, you know, we need that. Let's just say we need that, right?
Absolutely. And just the awareness that so many moms do go through it. And I'm sure when they're going through it, they think that they're the only one or they're ashamed. And just getting it out that they're not alone is helpful in itself.
I love that. What are some of the accomplishments of March of Dimes? I always like to have you guys brag because, one, you've been doing this for nearly 80 years, correct?
Yes, 79 years. The next year will be 80.
Wow.
Some of the achievements that have touched millions, if not billions, funded research that led to Dr. Salk's discovery of the polio vaccine, led efforts to expand availability of NICUs, proved that drinking during pregnancy can cause birth defects, launched folic acid campaign, resulting in a sharp decline in neural tube defects.
Wow.
And then continued to advocate to get folic acid added to masa flour.
Wow. So lots of huge things. Let me ask you a question. I know you're obviously raising money today for, you know, the walk. And
yes.
How does the money get used?
So 76 cents of every dollar is invested in our mission. And that would be through community programs, advocacy, research, education, and support. March of Dimes is a major funder of innovative research. In an effort to put an end to the crisis of preterm birth, March of Dimes has created five transdisciplinary research centers. Now, this network utilizes a team science approach with experts from numerous disciplines working together towards a single goal of finding causes and cures.
Wow.
It's really remarkable. We have the first one here in California at Stanford. And it's amazing the things that they're learning about preterm birth and how just the environment, our community, our culture, how it all affects the outcome of birth.
Wow, amazing. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Kylie Morris. We're talking about March of Dimes, March for Babies. And, of course, that is today. Can you tell everybody where it is and how, if they haven't already gotten involved with it, how they can get there?
Yes, absolutely. So it is the walk today is at Kingsman Park at California Lutheran University. The address is 60 West Olson Road, if you're familiar. The registration opens at 7:30. Program starts at 8, and then everyone will kick off the walk at 8:30.
Wow, that's great. And if they haven't already registered, is it okay still to show up there?
Absolutely. Please come. There will be a table that says registration. Come there and chat with us. We will have all of our staff will be on site, and we'd love to get you more involved.
Okay, perfect. And we're not talking about, I mean, because when I was there last year, there was grandparents, there was, you name it, everybody's there, right?
Absolutely. We have a definitely family friendly. We have a kid zone with jumpers and fun games. We actually, this year, we have two separate routes, one that is the 5K, the 3 miles, and then one that's a little bit shorter, that's more family friendly if you have strollers or toddlers on bikes and can't make that whole 3 miles. We will have a separate route.
Great. Okay. And again, Kylie, can you tell everybody if they can't make it there, What can they do to donate or be involved or be a part of this?
Absolutely. So you can go to marchforbabies.org. You can either donate there or you can join a team. You can create your own team. If you know somebody that has a team, you can jump on board with them. You can always, just to get more information on the organization, you can go to marchofdimes.org. Those are two separate websites.
Wow. And I know that you always have one family. It's funny, my daughter and my son-in-law, they're like, one of these days we're going to be that family, you know. But
absolutely.
What is the who is the family this year?
This year we have a beautiful family, the Francis family, out of Los Robles Hospital as well. And their story is special because they have two. They had two preemie babies, not twins, a few years apart, and both of their babies were in the NICU for many, many weeks.
Okay, wow.
And both are happy and healthy, beautiful.
Thank God.
Yes.
And how old are they now?
I believe the oldest is 6, and the youngest is 2.
Wow, that's great. That's very good. Well, I love what you guys are doing. I'm so excited to be a part of this again and to spread the word. And of course, this is truly the brighter side. We're talking about the Ventura County community pulls together again for the 2017 March for Babies campaign. And that campaign really helps babies be born healthy. That's what we're talking about. And of course, that is today. Participants can arrive and register at 7:30. And of course, that's over at the Cal Lutheran University, Kingsmen Park. And that's right over off of 60 West Olson Road in Thousand Oaks. Again, Kylie, thank you so much for being here. Please share our show and our podcast with everyone. And,
absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I think hopefully we'll get a lot of people out there, and it's such a great cause.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Angela Hayes, Haynes, and we're going to be talking about relentless parenting and the crucial pursuit of your teen's heart. And anyways, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I've got some tickets, and of course, this is coming up on Monday. If you haven't already signed up for this, this is a ladies' charity lunch and tennis tournament, and everything starts at 10 a.m. On March 27th at the Las Posas Country Club. There's going to be lots of shopping there, and of course, and then you can enjoy lunch. And for those of you that play tennis, you know, you can go play tennis there too, and then come back for shopping and lunch. So definitely, we've got a pair of tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California California kettle corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We'd love to hear from you. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And in our second show, we're going to be talking with Shannon Cullery. And of course, Shouldn't date so nice guys, okay, but then married a good one. So we're going to be talking about how to go from toxic love to the real love. And we've got 12 exercises. We're going to talk about that. Then we've got Nadine Rothamel, and we're going to be talking about the California Jazz and Wine Festival. We'll tell everything about that. And, of course, that's over at the Four Seasons, and we've got tickets. And then we're going to be talking with Susan and Elaine and Allie, and, of course, about the 18th Annual Bravo Awards. And so I hope that you stay with us all the way through to the second hour. And, again, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. And so I'd love to share some lures. Fish House gift certificate. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. My next guest, Angela Haynes. Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am married for over 20 years, almost 22, and I have three beautiful daughters who keep me on my toes and who have taught me so much about true love and authentic relationships, and I think that's why we're here today.
Okay, well, perfect. And is this your first book?
This is my first book. I co-wrote it with my husband. It is not his first, but this is my first.
Okay, and how many books does your husband have?
He has written three, okay. All dealing with the family.
Wow, okay. And what are his books all about?
His book, the first book, was written for the church, actually, how the church can partner with the parent as the primary faith trainer. The parent, we believe, is the primary faith trainer, and that the church is to partner with the parent to come alongside them to help them and encourage them and lead them in that. And the second book was written to parents on how they are to be the primary faith trainer and partner with the church in that.
Okay, cool. And so Relentless Parenting, and of course, The Crucial Pursuit of Your Teen's Heart. Why the name?
I'll tell you, when you are giving your children through adoption, or when you give birth to your child, you have a natural heart connection. I'll explain it this way with your child. It's a relational pipeline connected from your heart as a parent to the heart of a child. And it's through this relational pipeline that you have influence with them. And it's as they grow, it's strengthened and forged in love and trust. And if you don't invest in it, then they have an actual need for this connection. And they'll detach from you, and they will connect their heart to someone or something else, giving them more influence into their life. And so for me, raising three daughters, I feel pressed to invest in this heart connection so that I can show them unconditional love, that I can guide them in their steps and for their future, and that I can invest and influence their decisions that they make.
I love it. I've got four children myself, and I could say that connection of heart, but I also think it's like that, I want to say like a spiritual connection. I could feel like there's just something. I think that the mother is the beginning. You know, we all come from our mother, and even if we're adopted, once you have that that connection to your child, there's something that it's like a, you could hear their thoughts, you could feel their answers, you know what I mean? You just have to stay balanced with them.
Yeah, you know, when if you give birth to your child and you have had them in your womb for that period of time, they relate to your actual heartbeat. I remember when I held my first one for the first time, she squirmed around on my chest to find my heartbeat, and it was that heartbeat that gave her comfort and security. And that doesn't go away.
Right.
It doesn't at all. And we have a natural influence with our children. And yes, I agree 100%. It is a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
I believe that that is a spiritual connection that God gives us, but we have to invest in it.
Absolutely.
If we don't invest in it, then our spiritual connection is weakened. And the reason for this title and the reason for the book is, as I go out and about, I have heard so much heartbreak from parents in the teen years, even like relational disconnect or disdain with their teenagers. And to me, it's such an awesome opportunity to have influence into the next generation so that they can grow up and have influence and do mighty things in their generation.
I totally agree. So now, what's the difference about parenting teens today than in previous generations?
Well, in previous generations, we didn't have things bombarding our kids like technology. They have the world bombarding them in their pocket with their cell phone.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's, you know, we have them in our home for such a short amount of time each day that we need to take advantage of that. And then also just the responsibilities have changed on children. Generations ago, they were getting married younger. They had to work to help support their families. There are things that are the same, but there are things that have changed, and it will change again.
Right.
But those are the two main things I think of, is just how home looked before and the bombardment of technology on our children.
Yeah, you know, you see all those things, you know, where, like, you know, we used to wait till the streetlights went on, and that's when we knew to come home. You know, we played outside. We didn't need, you know, TV, or TV was a luxury. There is so many things that have changed, and now there's a lot of kids that expect, you know. And so do you think that in this now generation, do you think that parents just know or feel that everybody goes through like a rebellious time? Or do you think that that's, we shouldn't expect that?
Well, I think that we are all rebels at heart. I think that we all have sin, or we all mess up. Is an easy way to say it. And so as teenagers, as they're growing and they're developing, and they're craving to make their own decisions and have their own convictions and beliefs, they're going to mess up.
Right.
And so we, as a culture, maybe call that rebellion, but if we are honest with ourselves, we all are rebels at heart, and we all need a connection with those that are to influence us and encourage us positively and help us in life to make great decisions. And I believe that we are supposed to be people that love others and love others well. And in a world where we're bombarded by others that mess up and encourage us to mess up, we need to be parents that influence our kids how to stand on their convictions and know how to make the decisions to, that will be better for them and better for how to love others.
I totally agree. And, you know, some of us as parents are so struggling to keep themselves, you know, upright. And so they don't take that initiative to invest in their children at the same time. And that's a responsibility that I feel like when we become a parent, that we are their cheerleader. We are the one that has to keep saying, no, not down that road, this road. And, you know, so many people think that it's the most important thing to do when you are, you're a baby, but it's really when you start to have your own thoughts and your own actions. And even, you know, some of us don't have the right actions, and they're you know, things happen. Life happens to all of us, but it's all about how we kind of handle it. And is that your thought too?
I agree with that. You know, as parents, and we are natural influences with our children, they watch us, which means they watch us mess up.
Oh, yeah, we are there. Yes,
lot.
Yes.
We're a perfect example of how not to do some things.
Right, and we are their example. They're watching us as a mirror going, okay, she says not to do that. You know, it's almost like, what's the walk and the talk that we're talking about? Are we talking or, and you know, are we walking our talk, you know?
Yeah, you know, my kids, I have asked them, how have I influenced you well? And both of my oldest teenage daughters have said, Mom, when you know you have messed up or when you know you could have done something better, you've been honest with us and confessed it to us, and that speaks volumes. And I agree, because there was one time I shared with them that I had messed up, and in my faith, I believe I need to be bold in sharing my faith, and I hadn't done that the way I should, and I went to my girls, both of my daughters, and I said, hey, girls, I need to apologize. And they both looked at me and said, what have you done? Mom, where's Dad? Like, what have I done? And I said, no, it's nothing like that. But here I am teaching you to love God and love others well, but I haven't been the right example for you. But I promise you, from here on out, I'm going to do better at that. And I need you to hold me accountable. As they're becoming teenagers, and you want them to watch you and walk with you and do the things that you do well, you have to be vulnerable to admit when you've messed up. And since that moment, they have held me accountable, and they have become bold in their own testimony in telling others about true hope that we find joy in. And so I think that as parents, we are an example for how to mess up, but we also are a very important example and influence on how do you handle those moments when somebody hurts you or you have messed up. And how do you handle that, and how do you move forward?
Right. I totally agree. Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I know you talk about some teen boundaries. I think that we all need boundaries in our life. And I think that's something that would be really interesting for my listeners.
I'd love to talk about it.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, stay with us. We've got some Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant tickets. And, of course, we'd love to share that with you. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we've got lots of stuff that we're going to be giving away in our next show. Of course, we're talking with Angela Haynes right now. We're talking about relentless parenting, the crucial pursuit of your teen's heart. And we were talking about, before we went on break, about teen boundaries. What should these actually be?
Well, teen boundaries are important because as parents, one of our primary jobs is to protect our kids. But another very important job as a parent is to equip our kids. And when we set the appropriate boundaries and teach our kids how to thrive within those boundaries, we're doing both. We're protecting them and we're equipping them how to live. And then as they are successful in that, then we can expand their boundaries and equip them and teach them how to live within those boundaries and be ready for life and how to make the right decisions with the world that they encounter. So we have various boundaries that we are convicted of, and I can share some of those with
you. Please.
One of them we'll just hit up front is technology, because we talked about how our kids are so bombarded by technology today. Technology is a benefit. It's not something to be totally fearful of, but it can also be a harm. One of the main problems with teens today is pornography, and that is bombarding our kids or influencing our kids and being introduced to our kids through technology. And if you think about it, all these teenage girls and boys are walking around with the access to it in their back pocket. So technology, we need to teach them how it can be a benefit, but also teach them how to protect themselves in that. So we've got to equip them and we've got to monitor them, and then we've got to empower them as they leave our home. How can they do this on their own?
Wow, I totally agree. I mean, and, you know, we give them, it's kind of like giving them a car with no, you know, direction and no rules. And everything has a consequence to it. And we need to let them know what those consequences are ahead of time so that they don't cross that, you know, before. Because there comes a point where you can't help them as a parent. And God, you don't want to go down that road.
No, you don't. You want to be able, while you have your teens in your home, you want to be the influence that they turn to. That goes back to the heart connection. When you invest in that heart connection, then it's you that they look to for influence in times of struggle, in times of decision-making, and in times of joy. And with technology, you know, I want my kids to know how to use it for their benefit, but I also want them to know how to be accountable in their lives to protect them from it. And one of the biggest things that we do for that, which is also hard for parents maybe, is that we are accountable with them. So I don't just, you know, tell my kids that this is bad, you can't have it, you can't have access to these things. I think they need to know how to deal with it in life. And so we have certain programs set up that they can have access to anything they want, but I get an accountability report.
Oh, I like that. And this is not about control. This is about really just guiding our children, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm glad you said that, because it's not about control. I don't believe we've been given the gift of children to control them. We've been given the gift of children to love, show them what unconditional love, what love is, and to influence them through that. And if you parent legalistically, you're not going to have the type of influence through unconditional love that you can that will empower your children. If you influence them to empower them, it's different. You need your boundaries, but you equip them in those boundaries.
I love it. I love what you're talking about. And is there any final advice to a single parent or parents who have teens who are really going through that rebellious time?
Yes, and I think that for single parents and for all parents, that you can't do it alone. I have a husband that is a pastor, and we've walked through some hard stuff with my oldest daughter, and because of his position, I tried to do it alone, and it's too hard. I think that you need people that can encourage you, can invest in you, can strengthen you, can impart words of wisdom, and can walk it with you. So as a single parent, please, or as a non-single parent, don't go it alone.
Right. Have your support team. I talk about that on my show all the time, is have the people that love and you know, admire you and want the only best for you.
Yes.
And your family.
I agree with that. And I want to encourage parents in this too, and with boundaries. I use things called, it sounds kind of ridiculous, but it's wonderful. It's called blessings and curses.
Hmm.
And when your children are thriving within the boundary that you've given them, you give them blessings for it. You reward them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Because life does that, and I want to show them that.
Yeah,
and
Angela, we're
that.
At the last of our. Where do we find your book?
The book is on Amazon. That's the easiest access. Also, randallhouse.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being a guest. Please share our show with everyone. We are at the end of our hour, and of course, we've got a whole nother hour, and of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is found when you stop comparing yourself to others. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. Angela, thank you so much.